was challenged by utility provider. And as John has mentioned, they're playing in the Wacken Metal Band Canada at the Cobalt March 1st. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Yeah, there's a bunch of bands playing and competing. So yeah, that would be super fun to watch. All right, next up. Yeah, I want to say Downtown Marlo Brown, but yes, we'll have to think of a different nickname for Marlo. But anyways, he's going to be next after these messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, Marlo, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thanks. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Marlo Brown, Barbadian poet and self-published author, host, filmmaker, among other things.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, so what inspired you to become a poet?
Originally I had a friend that wanted me to join Facebook. I was not going to join Facebook, but he was writing poetry on Facebook, and I just didn't like poetry at the time because, you know, it was presented in that Shakespearean format and it was so boring when we learned it in secondary school. But his was different. He finally convinced me and I said, okay, I'll read it. Liked what I saw, liked what I read, and then the next year I started to try it. I started writing funny stuff at first, but then I realized over time that I could use that art form to talk about serious issues that people go through on a daily basis.
Amazing. Okay, and you just told me you wrote a book?
I wrote four books.
You wrote four books? Okay. I didn't know this. I thought you were just the poet. I was like,
no,
oh my gosh.
No. So this is my first one.
That's your first one?
Yep. Published in 2019. Mm-hmm. Funny story about that one. Second one published in 2021. Third one published in 2022.
Oh my gosh.
Fourth one published in 2023. Fantastic. Almost done the fifth one.
Okay, so where can people purchase these books?
All of it up on Amazon, UL Marketplace on Grandfather Island in BC. Creative Bookworm in Langley City, Wordworth, and two other bookstores on Nanaimo. Soon to be Indigo Metrotown. I have some in Surrey libraries. Too many locations.
Okay, and you said you're gonna do a poem for us today.
Okay, so this one is based on music, black music. It's called Inspired. Since I wrote Thoughts of a Mature Mind, I have become less childish. The more that I look at you, I started snapping my fingers and started to sing an a cappella version of So Into You, since I believe that Tamir got it right. I am musically inclined, so your sultry voice sounds like the classic songs in A minor, and you are like Alicia, strumming the keys of my heart while you continue to show me what a woman's worth should really look like. I'm not TPing, but I'm sprung even when I'm not with you. God showed me that this woman's work can have my feelings to the max. Well, should I do the unthinkable? I talked to my mom about you and she said that you are Brown, but you are not Chris. So you can have your angel numbers aligned, but make sure that you stand on business with your 10 toes so that you wouldn't be wondering who is getting your residual love. So like Jaheim, I made sure that I was back tight with you, using this poem as proof to show you how much you inspired me. I wanted to be humble like Kendrick, yet you have me speaking through seasons like Loriso. So I try to give myself a little kindness while I remind myself that although I am the man at the garden and that I deserve it all, I know that too much comfort can create complacency, so I carefully construct this composition so that I know how excited I get when I'm with you. So we squabble up. Knowing that they are not like us allows me to keep reaching for higher. I mean, how can they be mad at this far that I'm writing when my pen has been shedding crystal tears every time that I think of you? I know that someday we will look back on our love and smile, yet for now, I'm just marking my time on this day while this sweet lady continues to be an inspiration for me.
Amazing! Woo! Alright, and now let's talk about some of your black favorite artists.
Ooh!
Yes.
My black favorite artist. Too many. My current favorite black artist goes by the name of Elmi. He's a British bass songwriter, originally from Africa, but he has one of the best voices I heard for 2024. Incredible. Incredible.
You deserve fairy tales and all the time a lonesome soul can give. And if the soul was set for one, it'll set for you. But what if I ain't the man I used to be? Won't give up everything. Life don't go backwards. It's a natural disaster. Don't get me wrong. It won't be long. I'm moving on. It ain't your fault. Would you be mad at fire when you know it'll burn away? Would you be mad at water for flowing the less day? Don't be mad at me when I loved you every day. I'm just being me, girl. Don't push me away. I can't be mad if you leave.
Love Casey and JoJo, love Drew Hill, love Brian McKnight, too many. In terms of rap and hip-hop, love Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Lupe Fiasco, Black Thought, Nas. I love a British group called No Guidance.
And how do you know Jenny Duffy?
Jenny is a sweetheart. She's one of my favorite people. I met Jenny when I was hosting a poetry night at Pacific Arts Market when I was in Vancouver. And Jenny was a musical act, but Jenny had never been to a poetry show, so she wanted to come. I was so inspired that she said, you know what, I want to come again and write poetry. And, you know, she came when we had a theme poetry night called that was based on gods and goddesses. She did a poem, she sang to her, and ever since then we connected. And, you know, Jenny is that one person that Even when I'm feeling down, I could just call Janet at any time and just have a conversation. She asked me to collaborate with her on a song, which we did. We played on the radio recently. I remember when we were having our last poetry event in October, we didn't have a mic or a speaker. Janet was like, okay, no problem, I'll just bring it. You know, so I really value Janet. She's one of my favorite people.
Awesome. And your song's going to be playing on the radio once again on CJSF.
They say that a man is never loved unconditionally. So the reason that I stayed with you was due to the fact that you have a different mentality. We try our first two primary prayers of 10 toes, tiptoeing each other's character while trying to let go of. The stage. So as you see the sunset, I remember seeing you sun kissed.
And then let's talk about how you promoted Black History Month at your work.
Basically, for the last 3 years, they weren't celebrating Black History Month, but they were celebrating Ramadan and Diwali. So I sent an email to the HR supervisor saying that, you know, why is it that you have Black people working here and you're not celebrating Black History Month? Right? I don't think it's fair. And she said, well, you know, we're diverting all of our resources to Christmas party. And I said, well, what if we're not here? So she said, what do you want to do? I said, okay, why don't you just like reach out to the Black art businesses and organizations and see what they do? She said, can you provide a list of me? I said, okay, I'll send it to you this weekend. So they didn't use all that I sent, but you know, the fact that they took note and did that, did what they could with it, I am very proud to say that, you know, we did it. We got them to highlight Black History Month.
Amazing. That is fantastic. Okay, and tell everyone where you're from.
I'm originally from Barbados. It's a Caribbean country. If you listen to music and you listen to Rihanna, that is Rihanna's home country.
I love Rihanna. Yes. Okay, and then other musicians like besides Rihanna, that like local ones that you could recommend to listen to?
Of course. One of my favorites is also a friend by the name of Peter Cox.
Coconut straight from the trees. I wanna see your face. I wanna see your face. Beep, 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 bada boom. Beep, 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 bada boom. Goes my heart for you. Goes my heart for you. Beep, 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 bada boom. Beep, 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 bada boom. Goes my heart for you. Goes my heart for you. I wanna see. I wanna see your face, face to face, face to face. Morning meditation hushes my mind. That yoga rotation strengthens my spine. I did all I could do to pass the time, and I still can't get her off my mind.
Nah.
Met her in the restaurant on one of my bad days. Somehow she turned it into a good day. Cutie out of Miami, she had a bitch. Her name I called her Stephanie.
Stephanie.
She called me Zoo, said I reminded her of an African fruit. I think she fell for my blackness, my Caribbean swagness. I fell for the peace of mind she gave me. How she made me feel good, like rice and peas with lots of gravy. Now I'm patiently awaiting the day at the aerodrome, patiently awaiting the day that she comes home.
Beep, 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 bada boom. Beep, 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 bada boom. I wanna see your face. I wanna see your face. Face to face. Face to face.
One of my favorite singers, Tamar Marshall. I have Edwin Earwood, Allison Hynes. There will be so many that you can choose from. You know, if you're a hip hop fan, definitely check out Sun Rock. So many talented musicians. You know, this Bessel Wallace. Kioma Mallet is an incredible freestyle artist. Barry Reed, too many.
Let's talk about, for people who want to do public speaking,
and they're scared. What kind of tips can you give people that are just starting out to do like the spoken word stuff?
I will tell them what I did though. I did a lot of Instagram lives and you can do like on stage performances too, but just be mindful that people in the audience don't know you, and it's your work, so you know it better than anyone. I think sometimes we worry too much about the judgment from people that we don't take that into consideration. Nobody can perform your work like you can. You know what you wrote, you know how you felt when you were writing it, so just do it how you please. It doesn't have to be perfect. People are stuck on perfectionism that they get it wrong. You know, rather than getting it done, they want it to be perfect, and it's not always perfect.
Excellent. And we're going to hear another poem from Marlo Brown.
I love this one. This one is called Dear God, an Ode to Addiction. Dear God, please teach me a lesson on how to practice patience so that I can protect my peace instead of giving people a piece of my mind while they continue to bask in their ignorance. You see, as I wear this sweater that says that I'm sober and blessed, I'm aware of the fact that I have never walked down the road of alcoholism. Yet I pay attention to the tough and sometimes tearful testimonies of those who have. Many people have told them the length of time that they have told me the length of time that they have been sober. Yet some of us show scorn to those who are still on the path of addiction. I've seen people almost fall to the ground when they were on the SkyTrain due to the fact that they were so extremely intoxicated that they were unaware of their surroundings. Yet to other people, it was not their concern. When did we become so unkind that we do not care about the well-being of another person? You see, they forget the resilience needed in order to reach reformation, so they tend to judge, without realizing that the only person that should truly judge any of us is you. Dear God, teach me about the power of love so that I can pass it on to those who struggle to love themselves enough to know when to walk away from relationships where their partners are struggling with substance abuse. We think that it's easy, so our mouths lack compassion when we speak. We think that they are fools, although we have all been in situations where love has made us blind. We see, yet we don't look at what is behind the surface. So our root cause analysis falls short, so we speak. Sometimes due to a lack of experience while that person is hurting. Only he or she will know when it's the right time to walk. We hear, but we never listen to their stories. Since we are too busy with our own lives to realize that someone else is having difficulties with their own journeys. So I want to give credit where it's due. So I send shout outs to the people who had the courage to walk away before their partners put them on their deathbeds. Dear God, can you please give us a time where drugs are not easily accessible to those whose lives have already been undone by them? We live in a city that is beautiful, yet is plagued by poverty and poor choices. We are surrounded by a community where the main currency is drugs. East Hastings has been mentioned in jokes, pieces of literature, and even this poem, bringing light to the problem, yet nothing is done about it. What can be done? I've been told that Vancouver used to be a different city before COVID and that the economy has been doomed since then, so what can we do? I've seen people change the ways that they communicate. They spend more time with their loved ones. They cherish them because they now understand that time is a precious commodity. So I want to thank you, praising your name while you continue to bless us with resilience, even the ones who live in East Hastings, although they are struggling. They interfere with no one, so I will continue to pray for them until their fortune shift. Amen.
Amen. And I will also continue to pray for them as well. And if you love to hear about social issues, Black history, spoken word, we have a show here on CJSF with Charlotte's Sister C. Did you know? She's the place to be. All right. And then we'll be back with more Marlo Brown after the break.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young Black man who uses art to champion and celebrate Blackness, as well as creating art that showcases Black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. the words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
You also performed some poetry at the Wise Hall.
Oh yeah. That was the Verses Festival of Words last year. Amazing experience. I had to win a poetry slam qualifier in order to get there, you know. And there were three winners for each of the qualifiers. The winner of the slam last year, my friend Ivan, who I also co-host a poetry show with, myself and another poet by the name of Sid. So we were there performing after the first day of the Canadian Individual Poetry Slam. Fantastic competition. And it was truly an honor to perform at such an iconic location where my favorite poet, Rudy Francisco, had performed in 2023.
Amazing. And yes, in East Vancouver. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Marla, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yes, thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Big thanks to Marlo for participating, and thank you, Jenny Duffy, for recommending him, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. We're going to end with one of Marlo's picks. We're going to play Saturn by SZA. Yes, so stay tuned for the next show, and we'll catch y'all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out.